Have nothing in your home which you do not know to be useful or believe to be beautiful, was the mantra of the celebrated Victorian design reformer William Morris. After the Great Exhibition in 1851, Morris was at the forefront of the British arts and crafts movement, and he established a company with his artist friends using pre-industrial arts and crafts to decorate Victorian homes. The aesthetic movement also influenced interior design in the late 19th century and rebelled against soulless designs produced by machines. Handmade art pottery was admired for reflecting the vision of its maker and played an essential role in creating an artistic home. Henry Dalton began experimenting with art wares in 1871, using the salt glazed stoneware body typically used for drain pipes and industrial wares. The new art pottery was very well received at the international exhibitions of the period and earned the admiration of Queen Victoria. By the 1880s, the Dalton studio employed more than 300 women decorating vases and wall plaques, and Sir Henry Dalton made it socially acceptable for women to earn a living in the decorative arts. You can see some of Dalton's most spectacular exhibition designs by Miss Hannah Barlow and Miss Florence Lewis, the leading lady artists in this gallery. At the turn of the century, sophisticated shoppers patronised Liberty's Emporium in London to acquire the latest designs. William Moorcroft launched his successful Florian ware in 1897, and it was so successful that Liberty's helped Moorcroft build his own factory, which still makes beautiful art pottery today, more than a century later.